From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says his latest nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, Elena Kagan, is one of the nation's foremost legal minds. The White House is hoping the Senate will confirm her this summer to succeed retiring Justice John Paul Stevens, especially given her confirmation just last year as U.S. Solicitor General. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports if confirmed, Kagan would be only the fourth female justice ever on the High Court.
At 50 years old, Kagan would be the youngest justice on the Supreme Court. That could make her one of the biggest legacies of President Obama's time in office.
She believes, as I do, that exposure to a broad array of perspectives is the foundation not just for a sound legal education, but of a successful life in the law.
Kagan's friends and supporters sat in the East Room of the White House. The crowd included Jack Goldsmith. He's a Harvard Law professor who held a senior position in the Bush Justice Department. When Kagan was dean of Harvard Law School, she defended Goldsmith against liberal students and faculty who opposed his hiring. His presence at this event signals White House interest in winning Republican support for Kagan. She has never been a judge before. The last Supreme Court justice with no judicial experience was Chief Justice William Rehnquist. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
At least 70 people have been killed and more than 200 others wounded in a series of attacks and bombings in Iraq today. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad reports Iraqi police and army personnel were targeted in several of the incidents.
The morning began with what security officials called coordinated shooting attacks in Baghdad as gunmen raced up to Iraqi army or police checkpoints and opened fire. Separately, the homes of five policemen were targeted for bomb attacks in Fallujah, west of the capital. Four of the five exploded, wounding family members of the policemen. As the morning progressed, a double bombing in Suwara, southwest of Baghdad, and a car bomb to the north left many more dead and wounded. Further north, members of the Kurdish Peshmerga force were killed in a car bomb at a checkpoint in Mosul. The spike in violence is adding to the anxiety in Iraq as the U.S. military prepares to reduce its presence dramatically and as Iraqi politicians struggle to form a new government in the wake of inconclusive elections back in March. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
BP Oil Corporation is set to try new methods this week for stemming the flow of oil that's gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. The company's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, says one approach may be to try to plug the underwater wellhead with rubber and other material. Suttles is defending the company against complaints it has not done enough.
We've mobilized a massive amount of resource, and I think to date we have had quite a bit of impact on fighting this offshore and minimizing the impact to the shoreline.
Suttles was on NBC's Today Show. The White House is praising the steps taken by European Union nations to ease concern about a spreading debt crisis that has triggered a rally in stocks today globally, including the U.S., where the Dow is currently up 403 points. This is NPR News. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he will step down within the next few months. The announcement comes as Brown said his ruling Labour Party is entering into further discussions with the centrist Liberal Democrat Party about forming a governing coalition. The Conservative Party won the most seats in the country's recent election, but not a majority. The leader of the Conservatives, David Cameron, has also been in talks with the Liberal Democrats. A cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland is now lingering over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and that is adding hours to flights between the U.S. and Europe as jetliners are forced to fly around the cloud. And Terry Schultz reports hundreds of flights were canceled over the weekend.
Though airports that were closed over the weekend due to the ash cloud have reopened, the European Air Traffic Coordination Body Eurocontrol predicts there will still be hundreds of flights that can't take off today. Austria, Germany, Italy, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain all saw some of their airspace limited Saturday and Sunday. While the high concentration of ash that caused those closures has largely dissipated, Eurocontrol says, there's another cloud sitting over the North Atlantic Ocean that's forcing transatlantic flights to reroute their paths, resulting in delays. There's also a chance this cloud could blow back over Italy, Portugal, and Spain in coming days. Icelandic ash is expected to reach all the way to Israel by this evening. Transportation officials are trying to predict what impact it might have on air travel there. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The major stock exchanges are considering adopting the same system of circuit breakers that would slow trading during rapid swings in the market. It's a response to last week's steep plunge in the Dow when the New York Stock Exchange invoked a measure to slow trading during that sell-off. Some analysts think traders then turned to other exchanges that had not slowed trading. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.